This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to get one more play squeezed into this first quarter. The Amaliava off the play fake, right down the seam, and it's caught by Dante Thornton. A foot race. They won't catch him. 66 to the house.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time for the Tuesday tailgate, so we bring in Carter Freeman to have our discussions.
Trying to get me to leave playing that OU negative highlight right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, for real, man. What's up with that?
Well, let me go back to my text now, because you said that. If you wouldn't have said that, I would have just let it be. But instead, let's go find Carter on my text list. Oh, crap. I forgot my birthday was Saturday, so it's kind of
I'll stand on this, too. No, I'll say I did think OU could beat Tennessee.
Yeah, he said OU is going to win this game. Carter.
I did.
They did not.
It was a thumping.
Well, in the immortal words of Mike Bassick, they tried. The offense did, at least. The defense for OU was very, very impressive. I think Tennessee is going to have a top 10 offense in the country by the end of the season, and they held them in check. I mean, Tennessee only scored 6 points in the second half, 2 field goals, and it was that busted play, the 66-yard touchdown that they just had. Other than that, the defense was incredible, but the offense was so bad that they benched this heralded five-star freshman or sophomore quarterback, Jackson Arnold, for a freshman in his first real game action. And he actually moved the ball. That's how bad Jackson Arnold was in that game.
How much do you attribute to the offensive line for OU for their troubles right now?
It's a good bit, but even with the offensive line struggles, Jackson Arnold was still making mistakes.
And he, from the first time he stepped on a field within OU in their bowl game.
His third pass in that bowl game was a pick. And he turned the ball over 4 times in that game, and in the 5 games he's played now that he started from that bowl game to now, he's turned the ball over 10 times.
That's a lot, Kevin.
To a game.
It's too many.
Now, in the least surprising story that could have possibly happened in college football, Utah State is joining the Pac-12. The reason why I say we knew this was going to happen, who are the two members of the Pac-12 at this moment?
Oregon State and Washington State.
Oregon State and Washington State. Here are the other people they've added: Boise State, Fresno State, San Diego State, Colorado State. So, Mountain West, they should have been suspicious that Utah State was going to leave. My question, will the Pac-12 get back to 12 teams before the season is over in terms of future planning? And will every single one of them say state at the end of it?
They are in a West Coast state of mind, if you will, Kevin.
Is that the answer you want to give?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, they have one more state from the Mountain West they could pilfer, and that's San Jose State. And that would bring them to 8.
Most of those aren't even states. That's what's annoying about it. They're cities.
Yeah, I saw a tweet earlier that was a bunch of other schools they could add to where half the teams, they're all state teams, but half of them are actual states and half of them are not states.
Okay.
They could split them into, two divisions of 6 that way. But yesterday was a really wild day of realignment in college football, because the American Athletic Conference schools that the Pac-12 was looking at, Memphis, Tulane, South Florida, and UTSA, all said, we're staying. It was a money thing where I believe they would have had to have paid like $25 million to leave the American to go to the Pac-12. Then the Mountain West, the 8 remaining schools at the time, were going to sign an agreement to say, we're all staying together. We're going to get more money, this X, Y, and Z. 7 of the 8 signed. Utah State was the one that didn't. They left. So now it's like UNLV is looking at potentially going to the Pac-12. Air Force is looking at going to the Americans. So in the next couple of days, we could see the dissolution of the Mountain West into really just becoming the Pac-12, because pretty much all of those teams will end up in a conference that has a history, the name has history, and more money that will be associated with it. But it's basically the same conference with a new name.
Let's go to cut number 12 if we can, because this was a huge game for the Metroplex.
And this is returnable from the 31-yard line. Nice couple of fakes and down the sideline. Inside the 40, the 30, the 10. Touchdown SMU for Roderick Daniels Jr.
SMU throttles TCU. Were you guys locked in on this game? And any surprise, an immense offensive outpouring from SMU.
Well, yeah, and that's something Rhett Lashley at SMU has been known for, is having really good offenses. But the last time we saw them on the field against BYU 2 weeks ago, they didn't score a touchdown. And they were jumping back and forth between their quarterbacks. Yeah. So, yeah, to see them throw 66 up there after struggling pretty immensely over the first three games of the season, that was wild. And not only did they score that many points, they scored it on punt return touchdowns, they scored it on pick sixes, fumble returns. Like, and this was with starting Kevin Jennings, their new quarterback for SMU. So they're breaking in this new quarterback in his first full start, and they just, yeah, like you said, throttled him. And Sonny Dykes got ejected at the beginning of the third quarter of this game.
Yes. I don't know. I don't want to make Mickey Spagnuolo sad.
Oh, no.
But if I told you I don't totally understand what to make of Missouri and their really high rating that still is mostly intact, what would you say? Yeah.
Wins are wins.
Undefeated,
okay,
baby.
That's fair. That Vanderbilt game, though, had to cause some concern, did it not?
That, and I think the Boston College game last weekend, too. And yeah. Boston College is better than people thought they'd be, but they took Mizzou to the brink at home. And then, yeah, this game goes to overtime, and it only didn't go to more overtimes because Vandy missed a kind of a chip shot field goal at the end of overtime. So this loss, or this win, they're 4-0, like Corey said. They dropped out of the top 10. I believe they're 11 in the AP poll now.
Do you think they're a top 10 team?
I don't. Okay. I didn't believe in them before the season, but you look at their schedule and they don't really play.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
They don't play a whole lot of the top-tier SEC teams. Like, they go to UMass for a game coming up, which is just a really weird matchup just in terms of, like, teams that are playing each other. But
they go to A&M and Bama.
And A&M just struggled to put away Bowling Green at home. And so
no,
I still don't know what to make of them.
Freaking kidding.
So, I wonder if that elevates, if their wins against them elevates them because they're ranked number 11 right now. Yeah. I wonder if that if a team beats them, does that elevate them? Because of where they are ranking, and I don't know how that works.
I don't think it would elevate like a Alabama, but if an A&M beat them, then absolutely.
Yeah. Now, since we might have made Mickey Spagnuolo sad, let's cheer up Derek Holland, who texted us earlier, don't hate on Michigan.
I mean, sorry.
Sorry about that. All right, Michigan said passing the ball is stupid. Let's just run against USC. It felt like it was amazingly impressive or effective. Let's say effective. Is that a fair way to put it? Now that we have to break Jared Sandler's heart, Michigan, very effective at running the ball against USC.
Yeah, and it was with their, at the time, backup. I assume he's going to see more time now, running back Khalil Mullings. He was amazing. And he had, and from early in this game to the very end, he had multiple like 40, 50-yard rushes that either scored or set up scores. And Michigan just punched USC in the mouth most of the early part of this game. And USC found a way to respond, but not enough. And I think, you know, Michigan comes into the season with Donovan Edwards as their lead back. He's on the cover of the new college football game. But I think this Mullings kid is about to just take off. That's how impressive he was in this game.
Corey, he has 53 carries for 429 yards and four touchdowns. That's 8.1 yards per carry.
Get that guy and his offensive line.
Man, no freaking kidding.
Still not as good as my Boise State running back, Ashton Genty.
Oh,
yeah. He had 127 yards and no touchdowns, which is a down day for him, and he's still averaging 10.5 yards a carry.
All right. Who do you want to go to next, Stanford or Nebraska? Because both notable outcomes for pretty different reasons.
I'll go Stanford because I was really impressed them going all the way across the country on a Friday night playing a Syracuse team with a established starting quarterback in Kyle McCord, who came from Ohio State last year and looked pretty good from these first couple games. And Stanford, at the end of that game, what they had to do was drive the length of the field to score points to win, get a field goal. And that's exactly what they did.
So they're 4-0. Indiana is 4-0, just as we all predicted.
And Kurt Cignetti at Indiana, this is his first year at that school.
Is he going to quickly get scooped up elsewhere?
I don't know. He loves Indiana. He's the first coach in that school's history to start out 4-0.
Wow.
And they've been around since, they're a founding member of the Big Ten. So they've been around since, you know, their football teams existed since the 1890s.
Okay. Oh, so maybe he's going to stick around.
I just thought that was a fun stat.
I don't know how noteworthy Temple is, but I did want to play cut number 15 because this is the Temple kicker lining up for a 64-yard field goal.
Snap down, kick on the way. Does it have enough leg? It is up and it is gone. Oh my goodness.
Now, that is the second longest field goal in modern FBS history. Matic Trujillo hit the kick. It's also the longest kick in Lincoln Financial Field history, which is impressive in and of itself. Have you become desensitized by lengthy field goals? Because I still think it's neat, but I know people are making them at a crazy rate.
Not in college.
That is
definitely
true.
Not in
that
college. I mean, this is, even a 64-yarder in the NFL is rare. So I think anything over 60, you just have to be impressed by. But especially when it's a 19 or a 20-year-old kid who probably is missing from 40 in warmups, and then goes out there and just nails a 64-yarder. That will never not be impressive to me.
Now, Corey, this might surprise you to know. Did you know that the longest FBS field goal ever made was 69 yards?
Nice.
That was in 1976 when you were still allowed to kick off the tee. You were allowed to kick your field goals off a tee until 1989.
Dude, that would have been great against the Seahawks when Romo fumbled that ball.
Okay.
Remember that?
Unfortunately.
We could have kicked that and just ended up winning that game.
They could have kicked a 69-yarder in that game.
What is more disappointing, Nebraska's loss or you thinking that NC State was going to be awesome?
Oh, NC State. Oh, my gosh. This is embarrassing. Like, yeah, I said, OU's going to beat Tennessee. That stinks. I got that wrong. The NC State stuff, and we can go back to Tennessee because Tennessee played both NC State and Oklahoma. Oklahoma has a good defense. They hold Tennessee to 25 points. That's one thing. Lose by 10, whatever. NC State, that game is like a 13-point game at halftime. NC State loses 51-10 to Tennessee. They barely beat, I believe it was Louisiana Tech last week at home. Their starting quarterback gets hurt, so they're starting their backup, who hasn't really played that much, and they just get truck stopped by by Clemson. And that game was 45-7 at halftime, and it could have been so much worse.
I do kind of want to talk about Miami, but I'm curious, is there any other team or storyline you think maybe we should be focused on instead as we wrap this up?
Well, just from week 4, staying in North Carolina, watching James Madison put up 70 on North Carolina. And that game was 60-24 with 5 minutes into the third quarter. So if James Madison wanted, they could have kept scoring. That could have been a whole lot worse. But the Beehive State, I want to highlight Utah going into Stillwater with a backup quarterback and beating Oklahoma State, get their first Big 12 win. And then BYU later in the night just destroying K-State in Provo. Playing at night in Provo against BYU, that just does not go well. And Kansas State found out the hard way.
But we do not approve of the BYU shirts, right?
No. Approve of everything they're doing right now. I did not think they'd be real this year. I think they absolutely are. Do not approve of that shirt.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.